The mourning ceremony for a Bahraini man who was killed in a bomb blast last week has come to an end, with clashes between mourners and regime forces. Clashes began after regime forces attacked mourners who had come together in the Karza Khan village in western Bahrain to mourn the death of Abdul Karim al-Basri. He was killed in a bomb explosion near a mosque in the village. Bahrain's ruling dynasty has been facing more than 3 years of protests and unrest. Protesters demand an end to the rule of the Al-Khalifa dynasty. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Chris Bambury, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from London. Now, Mr. Bambury, certainly this death, as in previous deaths, continue to highlight the severe crackdown against any protesters which come out, even if they may just be in their homes, in fact, not even protesting. How do you feel about where this uprising stands at this time?
I think the Al-Khalifa regime feels more confident. Firstly, they can depend on the Saudi Arabians for every move they make, every move of repression. But also the decision of Britain to build a military base in Bahrain, and indeed it looks like they're going to sell further Typhoon fighter planes to Bahrain, confirms the Western support for the Al-Khalifas. And therefore, knowing the West is supporting them, knowing the Saudis are supporting them, they're under no pressure, really, to pull back on these human rights abuses and these killings. And really, this catalogue of abuses over the last 3 years is horrific. If we were to imagine any other regime which was critical of the West doing this, then they would be absolutely being attacked every day in the Western media and by politicians like Barack Obama and David Cameron over their human rights records. But these politicians stay silent because Bahrain is an ally and they refuse it. And it's good for business with them. It's of military and strategic importance to them. And they keep quiet about these killings, about the torture. And they keep quiet about the complete lack of democracy represented by last month's elections, which, of course, the opposition boycotted. So I feel, unfortunately, the autocracy and the Al-Khalifa family feel more confident in their position because the West is giving them investment, because the West is selling them arms again, because the West is showing that strategically they need Bahrain for their military adventures in the region. And from that confidence, they feel under no pressure, really, to abide by any human rights international agreements or laws.
And certainly, though, with the oil prices the way they are, Mr. Bambury, there's a lot of talk of Bahrain, its budget is going to take a bit of a hit. So I would imagine that harder times are set to come for the monarchy.
I think the Bahraini regime relies less on oil because its oil resources have been shrinking. And it is looking for other ways of doing that. It's been trying to become a financial center. The demonstrations, the uprising of the last 3 years has harmed that. But I think they are looking for other ways of doing that. But most crucially, the fact that the Americans still have the naval base there, and now the British are going to be setting up a naval base there, gives them an economic lifeline, which is quite important. And the British, of course, are investing very heavily in Bahrain as a place to do business. It's a big expatriate community. So I think they're looking for the West really to give them a salvage line here and not just rely on their oil revenue. And the West is, of course, obliging, which is really, frankly, disgusting, given the situation in Bahrain over the last 3 years.
And just finally, and shortly, if you can, Mr. Bambury, certainly I would imagine, though, that at some point in time, Bahrain will become more of a liability than an asset in the region, will it not? Considering, you know, news about what happens in the country does tend to come out through one medium or another.
We think so. However, I think you've got to understand here that the Al-Khalifas are aligning the Saudi Arabians. And of course, when do you ever hear Britain, America, or any other Western power criticize the Saudi Arabians? It's very rare. And therefore, if you like, the big brother is Saudi Arabia. And while the West is so slavish in its alliance with Saudi Arabia, the other side that is going to stay suffering. So maybe we have to wait for the Arabia, which of course is unstable in some ways, to see what will happen in Bahrain.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that, but as always, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Chris Bambury, who was speaking to us live from London.